Our next guest here tonight on Racetime Radio, big news came out on Friday surrounding the IWK 250 coming up this July in Antigonish, Nova Scotia, of course, at Riverside International Speedway, Canada's ultimate short track race. We've got our NASCAR star announcement, and he joins us right now on the hotline. We have Mr. Kenny Wallace. Kenny, how are you today?
I'm doing really good. I'm excited to be on your show. You do wonderful things for the complete country of Canada and all of it. Thanks for having me on.
Kenny, this is truly great news. You're going to be in the IWK 250. This short track race, my friend, this is going to be a memorable night, and I know you're up for the task. You love racing.
I do love racing, but I must say that Mark Martin sent me a text and said, Kenny, I need to talk to you right away. And I thought, what could be so important that Mark Martin, one of the greatest NASCAR drivers ever, wanting to talk to me so fast? And so finally, when Mark Martin and myself talked, it was all about coming up to Nova Scotia and racing. And, you know, Mark is kind of quiet. And, my gosh, he just convinced me that I had to do this because the country was so beautiful, which I already knew how beautiful Nova Scotia was and that the track is awesome. It's a lot like a Bristol. And, you know, so it started with Mark Martin. And, you know, here I come. I'm ready to go. The stars have aligned. And, you know, at first and foremost, I'm just excited to, you know, do it all. You know, visit Children's Hospital and then, of course, see the beautiful country. And then, you know, I love racing. And I cut my teeth, you know, at a place like a Bristol or Winchester, Indiana, Salem. So I'll be riding home on the high banks.
Yeah, absolutely. Kenny, you're going to eat this track up. You do have a big-time NASCAR win on Bristol. This track, a copy of Bristol, just a tiny bit shorter. But I'll tell you what, you're in for an exciting night, and you're going to be in a great ride as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. You know, whenever I get in somebody else's equipment, you know, there's always a concern. You know, is it safe? Is it fast? How will I perform? And I know I'm going to have great equipment underneath me. And, you know, so, you know, that's exciting to be able to compete for the win. And I'm definitely coming to give it everything I have. I'm not coming to, you know, show up and just be there. I'm coming to compete. And I take a lot of pride in competing. I've never been the one to, you know, come to a racetrack and just do what I can do. So, listen, I'll be practicing on Thursday night, and I'll be ready to go.
Kenny, of course, on Fox all the time. We catch you on the broadcast of all the big NASCAR races. You do a great job, I might add, behind the microphone, but you still get behind the wheel of your dirt car, and you've got lots of success with it. How's the dirt racing been going for you?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I love dirt racing. So I believe everybody knows that I have 905 NASCAR starts, but, you know, before that, my whole career was on asphalt. So I run literally thousands of asphalt races. But, you know, Kenny Schrader is one of my very best friends in life. We're both, you know, born and raised in the St. Louis, Missouri area. And Schrader is one of the best dirt racers in the world, just not the, you know, the country. So I told Kenny Schrader, I said, teach me how to race dirt. And he said, why? And I told Kenny Schrader because, you know, I grew up as a kid watching the great A.J. Foyt, Mario Andretti run the Indy 500 or the Daytona 500. And then I watched him run dirt, you know, at Terre Haute in Indiana or, you know, Indiana Fairgrounds. And so I never ended my career just one-dimensional. So I'm going to my 12th year of dirt racing. I have my own dirt team, my own employers, got a great sponsor in Toyota and UNOH College. So, you know, we run about 50 to 70 dirt races a year. I'm in love with it.
Sounds like the world of outlaw blood in you, Kenny. This guy's all running 70 races a year. That's a tough, tough deal.
It is. You know, we did that last year. We ran 73. This year, we're gonna slow down a little bit and run 50. Now, I might add that it is easy to do that in dirt racing because you know, throughout the middle of the summer, we have a tour called the Summer Nationals. And my Lord, it's so much fun. We start the middle of June and throughout the Midwest, you know, we'll race 7 nights a week. The nickname is called the Hell Tour because it can be hell, you know, if you let it get to you. So, we did a lot of races, starting the middle of June and to the end of July. So we will get our race count up right around then. And then it's kind of every other week. And, of course, you know, as you know, I work for a living for Fox Sports. So, my job is first and racing is second.
If you're just tuned in to Racetime Radio, welcome aboard. We have Kenny Wallace with us here tonight on Racetime. He's coming to the IWK 250 in July out in Nova Scotia, just announced on Friday. Kenny, a lot is going to be going on in between now and July. Short track race on asphalt. I know you're an accomplished racer. How will you prepare for the IWK 250, do you think?
Well, you know, I'm still in good physical shape. I'll be 55 years old August 23rd, so I'll be coming to you at 54 years old. I still race a lot, and, you know, the way I'll prepare is just do what I always do, and that's race a lot. Of course, you know, 250 laps, I understand. I guess we'll have a break at, what, lap 125?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be in good shape. Thursday is going to be important, you know, to get out there and do a little practice. I know that I'm going to be racing against some of the best race car drivers that Canada has to offer. I don't take it lightly. I'm going to be very serious and make sure he fits me really well. I'll be in the game and I'll be ready to go.
Yeah, we're going to have the stars of the Parts for Trucks Tour, as always, in the IWK 250. But, man, teams are coming from all over Canada this year, including a guy like J.R. Fitzpatrick. You raced against him a time or two, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, he's a legend. And I think that just goes to show that anytime, you know, we can get on a really fast, fun racetrack where the track's fair and you can pass, you know, that's what all race car drivers dream of, is being on a racetrack like that, you know. So that, I believe that's why people will be traveling so far away to run this event.
Well, we've had lots of NASCAR stars come in over the years. Names like Joey Logano have come in, finished third. We've got guys like even Brad Keselowski has a third place finish. The only NASCAR driver to come out with success, he had to come twice to do it. Regan Smith has won the IWK 250. Kenny Wallace, I got a sneaky suspicion you're going to be one of those guys that could be arrive, drive, and win.
Well, you know, that's funny you mentioned Regan Smith's name. He's my TV partner now on Fox Sports here in the United States. And Regan literally tapped me on the shoulder, and I turned around, and he goes, "Hey, I hear you're going to Nova Scotia." And the first thing I said is, I go, "Yeah, I am. I hear you're the only one that's ever won there." He was very humble, but he was excited. My gosh, that's all anybody talks about. You know, Regan, of course, Brad Keselowski, Matt Crafton, of course, Mark Martin. Everybody just says what a wonderful experience it is.
Well, it's going to be so much better, Kenny Wallace, with you coming and joining us in July. We're all looking forward to it. And I know the children at the IWK Hospital will be just over the top to meet you, Kenny. It's going to be spectacular. We're all looking forward to it. And I know we got lots to think about in between now and then. Hopefully we'll get you back on the show after all this sinks in. We can get you on the show before we go green in the IWK 250. Sound okay?
Absolutely. I love being on the show with you, and, you know, we'll just talk about it, and we'll get ramped up, but, you know, between now and then, we'll be doing a lot of racing, and I'll be spreading the good word about the big race, and I'll talk to you all later.
Absolutely. Kenny Wallace, thanks so much for your time tonight. We sure do appreciate it.
Thank you.